Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello, hey Ariel. I've just had to restart this, and when my voice completely went to, I went off on a tangent about a topic I wasn't even going to talk about this week, so just decided to restart. But what I will say is, I don't think this is going to be a long one. I've had a migraine for 3 days, and I'm absolutely loaded with a cold, stroke flu, stroke man flu, stroke woman flu, stroke whatever you want to call it. Very rude, whoever passed this on to me, that will be my son. Not impressed. And the fact that I'm out is the reason why it's a day late. I did put on social media, just in case anybody didn't see it. I did say it was going to be a day late because I was unwell. So, on that note, I am not going to do part two. Well, kind of doing part two, but not doing part two of last week's. I'm going to continue on to next week, but we will kind of touch on certain subjects to do with it, the whole stop looking and listening. But before we get into it, how has your week been? I went to go into your house on, what day was it? Monday, I think it was. And it wasn't the right house for us. So, what happened? It was very bizarre. Obviously, you all know, or most of you all know, that I've been looking for a house since, I think, Christmas time? Just before Christmas, I think. We decided to move, and just nothing suitable came up. Houses are starting to come back on the market now. Obviously, we're looking to private let. And it's very hard. It is very, very hard trying to get. I didn't realise. I've been in this house for 22, 23 years. I didn't realise it was going to be this hard to find a house. Genuinely didn't. Because I know friends. I've got friends. I know people who privately, and they've always found a house quite easily. Oh, no, not Aileen. Aileen, likes to make a mountain out of a molehill, you know. So, we went to go and view this. So that's what I was going to say. Every house so far that we've inquired about, you're waiting at least a week to get a viewing, if you even get a viewing at all. And this one, I went online on this Sunday morning. We got a viewing on Monday night. And they made the decision on Monday night about who was getting it, whatever, but we didn't want it. There was a wee bit of alarm bells ringing with it. There was a wee few red flags, and some bits of the house weren't suitable for my health conditions. So we weren't taking it. And yeah, my friend, she decided that she thought the person had broken and they were renting it. Such a wild imagination. So yes, that was that. We're back to square one again, although we're going to visit a house. We're going to view a house on Tuesday. But I think there's quite a few people going to see it, so I'm not very optimistic that we'll get that one. Plus, I've not seen the inside of it. The only photos they put up online were of the outside. So, yes, we don't know what's happening. I'm constantly on estate agents' websites having a look. And I don't know. I don't know when. Don't know when. Don't know where. Don't know how. Don't know why. But some point in this lifetime, I might get somewhere. My head is absolutely banging. So, that has been my week. My son is not amused that I told him 2 months ago that we were going to move and we're still here. I mean, I don't think either of them are amused with me. I think I should have just kept my mouth shut until such times I'd found somewhere. But ailing been ailing. We're finally going to move. And we can't find a house. Great one. So, I hope your week has been a bit more exciting than mine. We do have blue skies today, which is very rare in Scotland. We've had terrible weather recently, but we did wake up to blue skies today, which I'm quite excited about. But the last time we did have blue skies, I think it was last weekend or towards the end of last week, and I get dead excited and I'm saying to everybody, oh, this might be us starting to get into the seasons are starting to change, we're getting ready for spring, blah blah blah, and then we end up with another storm or a mini storm, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, I'm not building my hopes up. Going away for the weekend with my boys. Just going to visit my dad. Nothing exciting. So that is you caught up in my week. In my week to come. What's happening with you? Did you watch? Not watch. Did you listen? Why do I do that every time? Did you listen to last week's episode? And how did you find it? Was it informative? Did you find out anything that you hadn't heard before? Or did it make you think twice about certain things? Listen, at this precise moment in time, I can't remember what I spoke about. Menopausal brain fog is not the one. Just saying. I thought I had a child coming in to see me there, but he didn't. So, Stop Looking, Listen was the title. And obviously we hear that a lot when we're children, when we're learning to cross the road. Stop, look and listen for cars. But it can be used in most aspects of life. You could use the stop, look and listening when you're teaching children how to behave, or adults how to behave, because some adults definitely need to learn how to behave. Think about your five senses. So you've got sight, hearing, touch, stroke, feel, taste and smell. So obviously taste and smell are more to do with things like foods and drinks and whatever, right? So we'll take them away from the equation just now. Here are the three senses, touch and feel, sight and hearing. So when it comes to somebody, whether it be with mental health problems or disabilities, maybe somebody that's mid panic attack, mid psychotic episode, anything at all, a heart attack, like anything where they might not have full control or full capacity, think that they are going to potentially, if they have their hearing, they're going to hear the words that you speak. If they have their sight, they're going to see exactly how you behave and how you react. And obviously when it comes to touch and feel, they can feel when you're a hug or you're rubbing their hand, holding their hand, they can also feel the opposite end of the spectrum when you're being too rough, or if you're hitting, punching, kicking, being violent. And all of these, whether it be good, bad, ugly, indifferent, will all be remembered, but they'll be remembered in different ways. And it also, the impression you leave on someone then lets them make an assumption or an evaluation of you as a person. So if you're being gentle, being kind, comforting, not judging, then you're going to, I suppose, leave a smile on that person's face. If you're going to do the opposite, where your words aren't so kind, your reaction isn't so helpful, and your touch isn't appropriate, you're obviously going to leave a bad impression. And I know what end of the spectrum I'd rather be on, the good. So when you see somebody in a wheelchair and you think, because they can't manoeuvre themselves about, or they can't do anything, they're physically disabled, they maybe can't speak an awful lot or at all, can they hear? If they've got their hearing, obviously they can. Can they see? If they've got their sight, obviously they can. And can they feel? Well, if, as long as they're not paralysed in that area, then yes, they can. So always remember that. Just because somebody can't do some things or don't have certain abilities or certain senses doesn't mean they don't have any. So if you're talking about somebody who's in a wheelchair and you're talking about them in a derogative manner, they're hearing that. They know what you're saying. They know you're not being kind. How do you think that makes them feel? And they sometimes can't get their emotions across. So that's built up in them, and that they'll be frustrated on the inside. They'll be hurt. They'll be angry. They're still going to have all these emotions. Just because somebody is in a wheelchair or unable to do some things doesn't mean to say that they're emotionless. They still have emotions. They still have feeling. They still have a heart. They're still able to cry tears. They're still able to smile with joy. So take a moment to think about that. So when you're stop, look and listen round about, and you see somebody that maybe looks a wee bit different, doesn't mean you have to stand there and stare. It doesn't mean that you have to judge them or pull a face that makes you think, oh, what's that? Oh, why do they look like that? Oh, why do they do that? Why are they acting that way? That's just their little unique them, personality, their makeup. See, a lot of people think that somebody with like autism or ADHD, for example, that they're still classed as under the mental health. They still fall under the mental health category, which a lot of people don't realise, but they do. But then, like anything else, you've got different specs of it. You've got different levels of each. And let's talk about ADHD first. You hear a lot of people saying, oh, somebody with ADHD, that's just another word for a bad child. You're just labelling them. You're just giving them an excuse. You're just giving them a reason to behave. Well, no. The way they're acting or the way they behave is out with their control. Hence why there's medication available for them. Doesn't make them a bad person. It doesn't make they, I'm sure, don't want to be constantly getting out of trouble or whatever, but things like this, when it comes to the likes of ADHD or anything like that, like, try and get to know the person. Don't look at the label in inverted commas, they've got, look at the person, see the kindness in them, because I can assure you there will be a lot of kindness there. Somebody with autism, they're not just an autistic person, they'll be very, I'm sure, highly intelligent. Some can do things for themselves, some can't. Some can do some things for themselves, some can do a lot for themselves. Just like any other illness or any other ailment or any other mental health condition, there's different levels of it. People can support themselves to different degrees. Some people won't be able to support themselves at all, they'll need 24-hour support. Some people will be able to do certain things for themselves but not do others, and they'll need a bit of support there. But that doesn't mean that they should be kind of swept to the side. They can go and have amazing lives. I mean, look at, I was going to say Elon Musk, but he's not my favourite person. But yeah, look at Elon Musk, look at people that have got multi-million pound, million dollar, whatever, businesses. There's so many people out there. Look at, what was his name, Stephen Hawking. He was severely disabled due to motor neuron disease. He was a very intelligent man. Like, there's not many people could have done what he'd done with the things that he was dealing with. So yeah, don't write them off. Don't write anybody off, regardless. There's, obviously we talk about stop, looking and listen when it comes to, like we said earlier on, learning across the road, and then I've just spoke about looking at the people around about you, stop, looking and listen about their behaviour. And sometimes looking and listening, you can see, you might see a different reaction to what's coming out somebody's mouth. So you might see that there is kindness there, but the words that are coming out aren't kind. Why is that? Is there something going on there? Is the person struggling with something? Are they being bullied? Is there something going on at home? Are they upset? Like, have a chat with the person before you jump down their throat. Whether it be a child or an adult, find out why they're behaving a certain way, if they are behaving in a negative way. But we can all learn from people that are behaving in an amazing way. Like, so many kind-hearted people out there that we could all learn from. But at the same time, a lot of special children and teenagers that grow into adults that behave in a negative way, a lot of it's learned behaviour, because that's maybe what they've watched growing up. So then who's going to show them kindness, to let them feel the kindness, let them see and hear kindness, so that they can then project that kindness on throughout their life? We all have to learn from somewhere, and not everybody learns from their immediate family, from parents. Not everybody learns the good. And I think that's what, if you've had a good upbringing, I think that's what some people forget. If you've had a good upbringing, you just presume everybody has, but not everybody has. Not everybody's been shown kindness and love throughout their life. Not everybody's had the maybe financial stability that you might have had. And we need to remember that there's things going on in people's lives that you may never understand, and hopefully with some of it you never understand, you never have to endure. Stop looking and listening at your surroundings. So appreciate what's round about you. Appreciate, like today, the blue sky. I mean, I say the blue skies have now disappeared, we've now got clouds, but appreciate the blue skies when you get blue skies. Appreciate the nature that's round about you. Appreciate the people that are round about you that have got kind hearts. The ones that maybe don't, teach them kind hearts if you can. If anybody's causing negativity in your life, can you help them, or is it worth keeping them in your life, or is it better starting over? New friendship circles or new partner. Obviously you can't get a new family. If you're married and a family, you get adopted out, but you know what I mean, like, family's family. But just because family's family doesn't mean to say you need to keep that family in your life. There's family members I don't keep in my life for certain reasons. And that's to protect me and my sons, because I don't want my sons growing up around negativity. They don't need that in my life. I don't need it in my life. Violence as well. Like, I know it's hard to walk away from certain relationships, but the threats that people make, they can be scary. But try and think past that. Think about, how can you start over? Where can you get help? I've gone off on a tangent again. I think I said at the start of this, this is the second time I started this, recording this episode, because I went off on a tangent. I've done it again. But I think that's kind of a topic that I'm probably going to have to cover more later down the line. Obviously that started me talking about stop looking and listening, about different behaviours, and then it went on to something else, which I wasn't going to talk about today. It wasn't on my schedule to talk about. But if anybody would like me to talk, I will talk about it in depth, but I just don't know when, because I obviously have most things planned out. But if you want me to talk about it more in depth, about the support and things like that that you can get, let me know, and obviously I'll try and talk about it sooner. If anybody would like to come on and talk about certain behaviours, then let me know. We can either get you on, obviously everything would be confidential, but let's go back to the people with, whether it be mental health conditions or physical disabilities, mental disabilities, learning disabilities, all these things, they still understand the words that you're saying. They still understand when you're being derogative about them. When you are putting them down, when you think they're not, in inverted commas, a real person or a full person, yes they are. Just because someone's a little bit different from you doesn't mean they're any less of a person than you. I think when you start thinking that way, that negative way, that's when you need to start looking at yourself and start thinking about, why do I think negatively? Why am I thinking this about this person? Why do I treat people like this? And it might be something that crops up from your past that you need to deal with, or it might be that you just need to educate yourself a bit more. Listen, whatever it might be, see, as long as you try to better yourself, that's all anybody can ask for. None of us are ever going to be perfect. If you try and strive for perfection, then you will constantly be chasing for perfection and you'll never be happy. As long as you can say you're a kind person, you're a nice person, you treat people of a certain way, then listen, you're doing your best. As long as you're trying to make the best of your life or follow your dreams or follow whatever, I get sometimes it's hard to follow your dreams because, listen, some of my dreams are a wee bit out there. Things like, oh, can I tell you some of my dreams? I probably can't tell you any of my dreams. My dreams are wired to the moon now. I don't know if it's a menopause thing or a female thing or a hormonal thing. I don't know what it is, but there's certain times where I wake up and I'm like, what the hell was that? But let's all just strive for being a better person. Let's all just strive for kindness, happiness, being the best version of ourselves. And I think it definitely can take some of us a lot longer than others to get there. Me included. I had a lot of negativity in my life, and it definitely affected the way I would think. Not a lot about myself, more about myself probably than anybody else. But yeah, it's hard. It is hard, and it's hard when you're constantly round about negativity or you're not getting anywhere fast, because that's when you start doubting things. That's when you start thinking, am I good enough? And then you get into your own head, and that's not healthy. Getting in your own head is not healthy at all. So let's all just look out for each other. If you see somebody behaving a bit out of a character, whether it be they're a bit more upset, sometimes they can look a lot happier. Could they possibly be struggling with their mental health? Because listen, a lot of people wouldn't have known some of the times that I was at my rock bottom, my very worst, because you portray yourself in public as being so, so happy, but you're absolutely breaking on the inside. There's a lot of people who are maybe feeling sort of suicidal, and you'd never know. You would never, ever know, because they don't want you to know. They don't want you to feel sorry for them, don't want this, don't want that. And it is hard. It is hard when you're trying to figure somebody out. Like, you know there's something not quite right, but you don't want to approach it because you don't want to offend them. Sometimes it's just saying to somebody, listen, if you ever want to talk, I'm here. Or holding their hand, rubbing their arm, rubbing their shoulder, giving them a hug. Just sit beside them. Let them feel there's somebody there for them. The world is hard enough. Life is hard enough to kind of conquer without any additional struggles being added in that don't need to be there. And if you've got one person next to you that you know you can 100% rely on, then you're a lucky person, because some people don't have that. Just appreciate the people that are around about you. Appreciate the people that are not leaving your side. And I don't mean literally not leaving your side, because that's quite impossible. You need to go to the toilet sometimes, you know, you need to go for a bath. But yeah, I'm going to cut this one short because my head is so sore. I need to go and take some painkillers. And I feel a bit but like I said, I didn't want to just not come on at all. So this is just a wee mini one. It's almost like high and by, into it, because I think it's only going to be about 20 minutes, 25 minutes long. I will be back next week. Hopefully I'll be top forum next week. Please remember that if you're interested in business, my business podcast is released this coming Monday. It will be available everywhere. It's called Reboot Your Business Podcast. There's also social media pages for it. So you've got Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Reboot Your Business Podcast. If you want to email to discuss it or come on, it's rebootyourbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. If you want to write in here, again, it's Reboot Your Thoughts Podcast on all socials, or rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com. If you're interested in any kind of business coaching, life coaching, wellness coaching, etc., or counselling, then you can contact me at The Reboot Sanctuary. Again, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or you can email thereboot sanctuary@gmail.com, or you can get me at thereboot sanctuary.com on the website. And I think that's kind of it, because my eyes shutting. I can't do it. I can't look at my laptop any longer. So I hope you all take care. I hope you all have a good week. I'm sorry again that I've had to cut this one short, but it's just, I can't do it. But I will be back, hopefully top form next week. And I will hopefully speak to you all soon. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans. plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.